You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's game day for the BYU men's basketball team. We're now just hours away from seeing the Cougars back in the NCAA tournament.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details, Adam.
Amanda, BYU is set to take on the A-10 tournament champion Duquesne Dukes in the round of 64. Cougars are hoping to win their first tournament game since 2012. Head coach Mark Pope believes they are ready for the challenge.
We really don't believe in reinventing the wheel, rolling the tournament, because this is what we've been preparing for all season long. I think our guys are loose. I think they're full of energy.
Tip-off from Omaha's at 10:40 this morning. We'll have extended pregame coverage starting at 9. For Utah State fans, the Aggies will play their first-round game against TCU tomorrow night. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
LeBron James is going to be watching the BYU game this morning, but he's cheering for the Duquesne Dukes. King James sent a gift to the Dukes earlier this week. The entire team got pairs of his Nike shoe line. So why did LeBron, or why is he a Dukes fan? Turns out Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambrot, used to coach LeBron in high school.
Oh, wow.
Dambrot has said he's retiring as soon as the tournament is done.
Well, then, with all due respect, I hope today is his last game. The big dance is also happening right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Both Thursday and Saturday, the Delta Center will host a total of 6 games in the NCAA tournament. 8 teams from the brackets West and Midwest regions will play.
The games kick off here in downtown with Arizona facing Long Beach State. Other high-profile teams playing at the Delta Center include Kansas and Gonzaga.
Just a warning this morning, make sure you don't get scammed if you try and grab some last-minute tickets to the tournament games being played here in Salt Lake.
One of the safest things you can do to protect your wallet is to buy your tickets directly from the Delta Center or other venue where the game is being held.
You can also look at a website called the National Association of Ticket Brokers, where you can check to see if someone's a member, and they offer a 200% guarantee purchase on your tickets, so you know you're safe to buy from them.
Melanie Fox with the BBB says it's also important to make your purchase using something that offers protection, like a credit card. If the tickets are a fraud, getting your money back can be difficult if you used an app like Zelle or Venmo. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The House of Representatives is expected to hold another vote on impeaching President Biden this week. The vote is expected to fail.
At this point, the name of the game is off-ramps. What can they do short of impeachment, because they have promised these huge revelations? So if they don't have that, do they refer something to the Department of Justice? Do they try to pass a bill that would limit some of the activities that they say they believe Hunter Biden engaged in? Because it is pretty clear now they are never going to vote to impeach Joe Biden.
Republicans spent hours yesterday interviewing witnesses in a public hearing looking for connections between Hunter Biden's business deals and President Biden.
Federal lawmakers are out with another warning about TikTok, this time saying the app could be used by China to influence the upcoming presidential election. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
The bill passed by the House would force ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. Still no word if the Senate will take up that bill, but there appears to be growing support for some sort of action later this spring.
Lawmakers were given a classified briefing about TikTok yesterday.
Boeing is deliberately slowing the production of their 737 planes. Boeing CFO Brian West says they're making changes on the assembly line.
For years, we prioritized the movement of the airplane through the factory over getting it done right. And that's got to change.
West says the company will continue to take more financial hits while they make these changes.
Heather Kelly has your first look traffic.
And we are looking at a crash in Taylorsville. The intersection of 4700 South, 2700 West has 3 directions blocked off right now. That's north, south, and eastbound. Westbounders can get through there coming from the West Side Belt toward Bangor Highway. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
State leaders are making their case for Utah's positive economic direction, as Utah voters say their top election issue is the cost of living. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says his plan for 35,000 starter homes is going to move the needle on affordable housing here in the state. But the Deseret News reports that Utah's chief housing innovation advisor, Steve Waldrip, says the state's housing market is in an existential crisis. Cox and Waldrop were speaking on voters' top issues following a Utah Foundation survey that found the top two issues going to the governor's election this year are one, cost of living, and two, whether lawmakers actually care about their concerns. The Deseret News reports that education, water conservation didn't actually make the top five issues, but earning enough money to pay for non-housing needs and government overreach did. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The number of women-owned businesses in Salt Lake City jumped up 26% over the last year. That's higher than the national average, according to a Yelp survey. Maria Millette founded a company called Pact and says she decided to make a career change after spending more time at home during the pandemic.
The flexibility of owning your own business, you know, sometimes I am working on a Sunday night before bed, but that means that I'm at Utah Tumbling with my kids today at 2:30.
Millette says there is room for new businesses to grow here.
New classes at Weber State will help students complete a degree all in Spanish. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, this initiative is geared towards proficient Spanish speakers and English speakers hoping to improve their Spanish. Weber State itself is looking towards becoming an emerging Spanish or Hispanic serving institution, and school spokesperson Brian Magana says there's a need for the program to give the Latino population in Ogden. Now, as for the courses in question, they'll be focusing on computer science and entrepreneurship. English curriculums will be translated until the program is developed and expanded. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.